currently, that's the majority of my job is working with those teams and helping them to figure out when, where rituals are going to be and when and where the kids will be there. I would see over 1,000 deaths a month just by the hand of one person who was my proctor. That was the individual I was being trained to take her position. When we look at numbers now, you know, some of the things that we're taking into play are children that are being trafficked through the CPS system. You know, just last year, over 800,000 children in the CPS system in the United States went missing and are unaccounted for. Yeah, the whole thing is Luciferian. So all of those people that we named, all of them at those levels are worshiping Satan.
Why is it so important to detox? Toxins are the suspected cause of at least 80% of all disease. They store in your fat cells, making it hard to lose weight, mess with your memory, clarity, and focus, and interfere with your immune system. They disrupt your endocrine systems, affecting your energy, sleep, and quality of life. And worse, they're unavoidable. They're in the food you eat, water you drink, and air you breathe. So I want to introduce you to a miracle element called zeolite. Research shows that zeolite selectively binds to toxins, including mercury, lead, cadmium, arsenic, radioactive particles, and volatile organic compounds. Zeolite is at least 100 times more effective than any other detox product on the market. Go to sarahwestall.com under shop and try it today. Patrons receive a $50 free gift card. You won't know how good you can feel until you experience a clean body. Now, is that pretty much true with almost all of the mainstream Hollywood actors as well, that they've been through these Luciferian programs?
Yeah, all of them have been through the programs, and it just depends on their position and what they're needed for as to whether they have conscious memory of both their, you know, the cover and their behind the scene life or not.
And have you seen a lot of them, a lot of the famous ones personally going through these programs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were they abused themselves?
Yes. I would say, you know, I don't think there are any that were not abused. That's the abuse is part of the program.
Okay. And, okay. Cause I think that's the problem with the masses being completely. Now, how would you tie in chemtrails to their ultimate agenda? Because we're getting sprayed with poisons and crap, and they're trying to, it's like they're trying to terraform the planet or something.
Yeah. I'm aware of several veterans right now who were part of the experiments or projects that I was in as a child. So they tend to be targeting those chemtrails over areas where whistleblowers are. I believe it's purposely to cause health issues and to take those people out to kill them.
Well, but if you look at like Colorado and you look at California, and there's certain areas where it's really bad, especially with the fires that on top of it lately, what is that? Why would they do like whole states and things?
I believe it's that they're getting rid, like you've got two separate things. The chemtrails, I think, is completely different. So let's talk about the underground system here. When I was a child, you know, they've got the underground dumb bases and training centers that these children, that's where they go through the program. And that could be, you know, they go to school in the morning and then they transport them to these underground places where they go through the program. When I was a child, I saw in those tunnels that there were missiles that probably, you know, I just always knew they were Poseidons. And those
Poseidons, what does that mean?
Poseidons is a name of a particular missile.
Okay.
What I was told and what I learned out, you know, later in life, I was able to confirm this, that those, what do you call it? When they're decommissioned, those decommissioned missiles were then equipped with biochemical warfare. So we're talking different diseases or pestilence. It is man-made, so they're special hybrid diseases. So one of the things we saw was when Timothy Holmseth claimed that there had been a rescue out of the California tunnels, we then saw within, you know, a period of time, all of a sudden the homeless in San Francisco and in those California areas came out with the bubonic plague.
Oh, geez.
So we believe that at that point, you know, I was always told as a kid that if those tunnels or underground training systems were in danger of being discovered or found out, that they would ignite those Poseidon missiles. So I believe that's what happened in that situation. So one of the things we've been trying to locate the other ones and deactivate. One of the things with the chemtrails is that it leaves, like they could be leaving a certain, either an igniter or, you know, basically they could be dropping a biochemical warfare that then when they come through with a different chemical, it's ignited. And as people, you know, walk through the grass or wherever, it gets stirred up and people get exposed to it. So that's one of the things that could be happening with that. So then you add the fires. That was something when I was a child that I was taught that these special hybrid things were, that fire was an accelerator for these diseases. So it would make it activate and come to life. And then the smoke was something that spread it. So, you know, I don't have scientific confirmation on any of that, but that was what I grew up understanding. So I could see that both the fires and the other things are being used to as an accelerant or an igniter for these biochemical weapons. The other thing with the fires is when you're trying to locate these tunnels, entrances, and exits, usually you have a map or like an aerial view of the area, and there's above ground indicators, like certain buildings that they'll have in a certain formation, or, you know, they'll have certain land markings. So with the fires going through, those above ground indicators for the underground tunnels are being destroyed. So I do believe that that's purposeful. There has been some stories of, you know, fires underground through the tunnel systems. I believe that that is the good guys, that they are destroying some of those tunnel systems so they can no longer be used as they're moving through. And that's their way of controlling so people can't loop back around and reuse a place that they've already come through and evacuated. So you've got that going on. But then I think above ground that the bad guys are destroying the things that, you know, have been age old indicators that individuals like I would know or recognize, you know, so I could say, well, if you're in the Wisconsin area, here, here, and here, you know, look for these things, and that's going to tell you that's how you're going to get into the tunnel systems. So I think there's been, we've been seeing dual things going on.
It feels like we're very much in a war, like
we are in a war.
Yes. It's very serious war, and we're in a war, but they're not sharing it with us because the propaganda, Mockingbird media is controlled by the bad guys.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, I had one of my informants send me a message. I mean, this person's anonymous, but we talk all the time. And this is what this person said to me. It says, these globalists, New World Order Satanists are throwing every weapon they have at us to destroy a republic and are willing to lie, steal, and do anything. The continual streams of lie they project are disgusting. He's giving me his opinion, and I'm just, you can assume that the top globalist cutouts have now been threatened by the top circle of satanic network controllers. Few even know about the 9 to 12 things. So I want to know if you know what those the 9 to 12 things are. You can assume that they have been told that they, if they fail to take over now, they will be quickly discharged to the trash pile of history, removed from power, wealth, and status. This is the only thing that explains why they're so desperate to destroy the Republic right now and cause so much human suffering. So basically, piecing together other things I've been told in the past is that this top group of probably the mothers and the other top council people, they'll remove their army people, make it look like they're cleaning it up and bring in a new army of people and eventually get back to the bad ways.
So on October 5th, well, starting, they claim 2 days before that, the Lumen Donkeys is what I want to call them. They called huge family meetings. From what I understand, and I don't know all the logistics of that, in these meetings, I heard Trump was part of that, and that he basically outlined what he was going to do. And they were given a decision. And basically, they have come back with that they are not accepting this, that they're not going to allow Trump to do what he proposed, which meant, you know, he gave them the option to go along with him on what he proposed, and they declined that. So they have come back with a basic thing where they said, if you want to have a good presidency, you know, another 4 years and end on a good term. And if you want Americans in general to survive, we know that you're going to make the right choice. So basically they threatened that they have weapons that they are going to use, that if Trump continues with his agenda, there will be mass, they kill the masses, mass casualties. So that was on the 5th. I heard Trump was doing a news or doing a special thing today at 11:30, a talk, and I'm sure he's going to be outlining some of that or some of that decision as to what his plans are, what he's moving forward with. So
now, can you tell based on Trump talking, what's really going on? Does he talk in code?
Yes, he does.
And do you understand a lot of the code that he's saying?
I do.
And where are we at based on what you understand? Is QAnon? Do you get a lot from that? Or is...
No, I don't get a lot from that. I go straight, you know, to the source. Trump is, you know, one of the number one people I know who's sending the code. So I just go straight through him. You know, there are some things that I do pick up as, you know, some of the shows that I watch, they do cover Q and stuff like that. So I'm somebody I'll look at kind of like across the
source. Excellent. Yep.
And then piece together based on what's coming across the sources. And my sources are not just, you know, connected to Trump or, you know, what I'll call the good guys or the white hats. A lot of my sources are coming straight from the individuals that I'm aware of who are connected in the system. You know, so one of it's the Protector Assassin Departments. You know, they're in charge of all of the protection for all of the elite. They're also the individuals, if the elites want to take somebody out, they're going to hire out these individuals to fulfill that job. So I'm very much aware of what's going on in that department, and that gives a lot of guidance as to how the elite are moving and what's going on with them. So
based on the codes that you're hearing from Trump, what are you taking from what's going on?
The system is not happy that they are basically...
Well, it's obvious, yeah.
They're being brought down, and it's not just by Trump's hand, it's by the hand of God. You know, God's using Trump to bring that system down, and they're not happy about it, and they will fight till the death, you know, which is sad, but that's the way it's going to be, that You know, they're so deceived in this, but literally their hands are tied. There's nothing else they can do. You know, the Lord promised long ago that he was going to upheave the system and he'd bring forth all the dirty deeds done in darkness. And that's exactly what God is doing. He's fulfilling his word against them.
So the fact that they don't have any successors, are they starting to see that as the system's going to be destroyed? Or do they think the Antichrist is coming? What do they think?
So we'll clarify. The Antichrist is still coming. Nobody can stop that. God has ordained that that will happen. It's just a matter of who is going to be working along with that Antichrist and that agenda. So, you know, as some of the older people who have generationally for a long time been in the system, those people, from what I understand, you know, they're the ones who are being brought down and brought forward. So it is that younger generation now who's going to be coming through and fulfilling the rest of the agenda for the Antichrist.
So basically what he said is right in the sense that they're going to wipe it out, give it a new clean face, right, and there'll be new people, and if they're not better, they'll just be new people. It'll be better for a while, and then they'll start re-implementing what they've been doing.
Or they're not new, they're not better, it's more of a deception. And what they're doing even now is preparing and implementing things and putting things in place for the plan they plan to carry out.
There is a website called Deagle.com, and they are saying that the United States' population, they're estimating that our U.S. population by 2024 is going to be dramatically less. Like, we're going to go from where we are now to about 100 million people. Do you see that as part of the plan?
Depopulation was a huge part of the plan. Scripture tells us that in the last days, a third of the people will be destroyed through pestilence and other stuff like that. So,
and do you fully believe this is the end of times? Like, this is the fact that there isn't a continuation of these or these mothers. Do you think that represents the end of times?
I do. And that in combination with seeing the individual that has been chosen as the Antichrist, everything's being put into place for that individual to fulfill the prophecies, you know, the end time prophecies, we'll just call them. So even to the extent we see Israel getting ready to rebuild the Temple Mount, in scripture, it talks about that the Antichrist will stand on that Temple Mount and declare himself God.
So, do you know who this person is?
Yes, that's a subject I cannot talk about, though.
Do we all know who this person is?
I don't know if everybody would know who this person is.
Okay. And I'll maybe ask you offline. Okay, well, is there anything else that you want to share? And I was hoping you could stick around a little bit for my Patreons.
Yeah, definitely I can stick around for the Patreons. You know, I wanted to bring out two, well, I guess we could talk about it another time, but, you know, about the experiments that have been going on.
Yes.
That's a huge thing. There's a couple projects that currently I'm working on that I'd like to share about. The first one is that, you know, I would like people to be aware that there's some major things going on with our military, our soldiers, and our veterans. The Illuminati have been using these people in warfare or different scenarios and creating trauma for the individuals. They come back from war, and currently we're losing 22, on average, 22 soldiers a day to suicide.
Yeah, and that's with only 36 states reporting, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. So this is a huge project that we're really going after. So, you know, we're trying to make headway to show how this is all connected back to, you know, the Nazis, back to projects paperclip and aerodynamic and what's the other big one? The Phoenix Project, and how it's all connected to Tavistock working through the Stanford Research Institute, MIT, several of the other universities that are funding and supporting these projects in our government, and how they're hiding the crimes that they're committing against these people, whether it's, you know, when we're talking projects, you know, some of these people, they're used in scenarios that include like ESP or other type of things like that. But other projects are more tangible, you know, such as they're procuring adrenochrome and making it into a powder that they then are putting into our military soldiers' food. That adrenochrome, the extra hormone added to their body, puts them into this constant fight mode. So, you know, that's constantly getting activated while they're in war or deployed. And then they come back and there's no weaning off of it. It's just completely stopped and the soldiers go crazy. That's part of the withdrawal of adrenochrome, and they have they don't know why. They're intensely angry. They can't function in their families or in their homes. So these are some of the things that have been going on behind the scenes that I'm trying to really bring forward and get the government to release pictures and the real documents. They have what I call the fake experiment documents that they've had, you know, scientists, and they'll release those to the public when they're supposed to be released. But what they're not releasing are the real documents that contain, you know, the facts that children have been included in some of these experiments and projects. And they're not including that those projects have included, you know, sexual exploitation, sexual abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, and sometimes even, you know, adrenochrome or other drugs, where they're pushing drugs or things that can manipulate people's minds and control them. So drugs, chemicals they're pushing on people, both veterans and children, and they're hiding those things.
Why do you think they're doing that? What is their goal with this?
The big thing that they're trying to hide is that they are using children as weapons.
And what does that mean? So these experiments are figuring out how to use drugs and mind control and MKUltra type of things to develop children into weapons. So what does that mean?
Right. So, you know, they're using it so that along with this, you got to include that they're using forms of witchcraft and black magic. With that, at the higher levels, you've got children that then can access spiritual planes, and these children then can, accessing those spiritual planes, they could technically, you know, do assassinations or, you know, travel and give people heart attacks, and those things can not be traced because it was done in the spirit world versus in the physical world.
And they can do that with frequency as well, right? A person can do that if they can travel, but they can also direct frequencies at people.
Right.
They figured out all that stuff too.
And some of that came out about the stuff with Hiroshima. That was one of the areas where frequency was used to destroy part of the population. The frequency destroyed them from the inside out.
Jeez. Okay. And you also have been doing research with cloning and that. Can you tell us what you know about that?
Yeah. So that was, John Brennan was huge with that. So, you know, what they feed to the masses is a complete lie. In theory, with cloning, you have to be able to take a non-replicating cell and from that get a whole nother being that is an exact identical. So you know, scripture talks about how God took a rib out of Adam, and from that rib, he got Eve. Okay, that is probably the closest example to true cloning. You know, you had this rib that was non-replicating, and from it, you got a living being that could operate, function, and live. So that's technically what true cloning is. So, you know, the biggest case that they ever claimed with the cloning was the sheep Dolly. Dolly was not cloned. What they did was they took two eggs, you know, that had already had the sperm attached so that the baby sheep started growing. And you've got the stage right after that conception where the cells start to multiply and turn into different parts of that being. And so it was right when those cells were multiplying that they basically took a needle and removed the DNA from both cells. And then the DNA from the one cell, which was Dolly, they put into this other cell case of another sheep, okay? So then it finished its process and you ended up with Dolly, okay? That's not cloning, that's called DNA transplant or DNA manipulation. So that's what they did. They ended one life in order to give the vessel of that life to Dolly. So this is what John Brennan has been doing, tons of stuff like this, even to experimenting with children in the womb. One of the things that I saw, they would do surgeries in infants on the womb, in the womb. They would remove body parts like the nose, and they would surgically transplant like a pig nose onto the infant or pig feet. And then when the child was born, they would be born half human, half animal. And they would say, you know, we succeeded in creating this human hybrid. So these were some of the things that, you know, they were doing, and it got, I mean, I really can't put it all into words, but your worst imagination, this is what they're doing to children in the womb, and in laboratories. And these children, you know, are not born into loving homes. You know, they're pretty much born to live their entire lives in a lab and to be studied, to continue to be experimented, tortured on. Some of them are used for their spiritual gifts, but there's a lot, you know, a lot of sexual abuse with these creatures. I don't want to call them creatures because they are human beings, but they do a lot of sexual exploitation of these people. And, you know, they're sold on the market for higher money because of the, you know, their special features. But they're greatly abused. And
is that why they do it? Because it demands more money?
Sometimes that is why they do it, because they get more money. Sometimes it's to try to accentuate the spiritual gifts. When you get to the level of magic and spiritual gifts, it's highly connected to the demonic spirits and the angels. And, you know, the main ones that I worked with were extremely bloodlusty and graphic. So these spirits would demand to work, you know, they would choose children, you know, who had these rarities about them, because it gave them more control. But they would choose to use these children's spiritual gifts and use them in the different rituals and magic. You know, which I don't know if it gave them more, you know, they were able to emotionally abuse these children more, which created more of a negative feeling about themselves. And that, of course, you know, we know that frequency then gives more access to the lower gates. So I think that that was some of it behind it was, you know, the frequency and harmony that the negativity was caused by the abuse that was happening to this child.
Do they value the opening the upper gates as much as the lower gates?
Not at this point. They have not. Since 1984, the upper gates have been closed. So that's what they're trying to get open for the end time agenda.
Well, and the fact that they've been closed, is that why we have so much negativity and evil, it seems like?
That's part of it. Yep.
What's the other part?
I think it's, you know, it's really a fulfillment of scripture. You've just got evil in the world, and you've got both the evil from humanity and the evil hearts of the demonic forces joining together. And they want less of God. The humans are not, you know, the demons already have made their choice. They don't want God at all. So, you know, there's no love or goodness coming in through those beings, and they've really been turning the hearts of men so that you're having less and less individuals who are really trying to access those good things, those good frequencies, or be in connection with God. So that together is kind of combining with that negativity.
Yeah, and that's probably why there's such a push to get rid of anything spiritual or anything positive, all this positive. Do you know what's happening in Antarctica?
I do. That's very highly connected to the spiritual gates and the experiments. So that's been one of the underground laboratory dumb bases where Brennan was doing a lot of the experiments. And then there are seven ancient gates, and that's one of them that goes both what we call the seven ancient gates. They don't just operate to a heavenly realm or down to the lower realm. They go to both. So they have access to both realms. So that's one of those areas where the access is to both realms.
Have you ever been there?
I do believe I have been there.
When were those gates created?
All the way back in biblical times, back to when God created the earth. They were what held the water, the firmament above the earth and below the earth. And then when God sent the flood, basically it says that those gates opened up and released their water on the earth. So that was the flood water.
If you went and looked, would a normal person be able to see the gate, or is it just in the spiritual world?
It's usually just in the spirit world. A lot of the military bases and underground dumb bases. And then you also have the Luciferians have some areas that they have set apart where they have put up certain formations, or like Hedgestone is an area. You see the rock formation.
Yep.
So that's an area that they have done outside markers to mark that spiritual gate.
Is Brennan one of the worst guys on top of all this stuff? Or are there, because I know you've said his name a lot, and I've heard his name connected with cloning and stuff.
He was one of my main abusers. So, you know, he was the one of the individuals I was most connected to. Would I say he's the most evil? No.
What do you mean by one of you? Because you didn't personally, you were set aside, so you didn't go through the rituals yourself. You watched a lot of them.
Right.
What did they do to you besides the rituals? You know, because you were protected from that. So he was one of the main abusers. So what do you mean by that?
There were several different things. Particularly with Brennan, but I had to watch the abuse. So I was still, you know, in these places where they would be performing their rituals or doing their abuse, and I would be forced to have to stand there and watch it without intervening or saying a thing or fighting what was happening.
Which is abuse.
So it could be, you know, if they were sexually abusing children for sex magic, or like when they were teaching me how to open the spiritual gates or how to go through the gates, they would be using sex magic. And I would have to watch these individuals molesting children and watch that happen to open the gate.
And Brennan was one of the ones that did it quite a bit.
Yes, Brennan was one of those. And then with him, particularly, Michael Karkok, who was there, was the Nazi who was over Brennan. Both of them would hold me down and get basically force adrenochrome on me or other hormones or chemicals that would heighten my spiritual gifts for these experiments. So they would, you know, force drugs on me. They would hold me down. They would put me into straight jackets. At first they have to test how much adrenochrome they can give you so that you can function on it. If they give too much, you literally go into a psychosis and you just, you want to shred and rip and kill and destroy everything. I mean, you go completely crazy on it. I don't know what it is, but it makes you like, it just, the best word would be bloodlust. Like this bloodlust just comes over you and you would just rip people apart and do the most horrific things. It creates the worst feeling in a person. And so they did all that testing, you know, where they would put us in those psychoses so they could figure out how much they could give us before we went into the psychosis. So that was some of the abuse that they put me through. And then, you know, making me interface with the spiritual gates, you know, having to go through, and then I'd have to come back and report, you know, word for word what I saw. Some of those missions I was privy, you know, to watching them kill or murder people. It wasn't all, you know, I didn't go through every gate thing with Brennan. There were other military generals who were involved in that.
This is absolutely fascinating. I do have to have you back. Anything else you want to say before we end this? And I just kept you going because it got so interesting. Yeah. So is there anything else that you want to say before we end this?
Yeah, well, we could... we're getting into a whole other topics, but maybe another time when I come on, we could talk about what's going on with South Africa and the Netherlands. Those are two of the other projects where we're fighting right now to bring stuff forward. You have New Zealand, Australia, and South Africa are part of a big trail where they're trafficking children through the waterways. And through we've heard, you know, with Glenn Maxwell, the Terra Mar project has started to come forward. So that's a huge part of what we're bringing out, especially with South Africa. And we're bringing out the corruption among the individuals who are leaders there. They're people who have been made to look good, who've been given Nobel Peace Prizes even. They're looked up as heroes. And yet these are people who are doing extreme wicked things to children, you know, basically selling their children to these Luciferians, you know, and providing kind of the assets for this company. And then in the Netherlands, we've really been bringing out, like, their government is really in support of the perpetrators. To the point where women are coming forward or victims are coming forward with all of this evidence. And it doesn't even necessarily have to be satanic ritualistic abuse evidence. Some of it's just sexual abuse. So women are bringing forth their evidence to the law enforcement. Some of them have made it as far as the courts. And basically the country is not, like, the government is, you know, ruling in favor of the perpetrators, which is causing the secondary trauma over these women. So we have a group of advocates and survivors who are fighting against these laws, saying, hey, we at least need to get to the point of discovery. Like, our cases should be looked at, our evidence should be looked at. And if indeed our stuff supports that these men are involved in guilty things, we should have the right to bring those men to trial and to have them put behind bars and be judged for their crimes. So they had got, they were supposed to have a meeting on the 6th with the government. And basically the government, you know, just made out a ruling that no SR cases are going to be heard. Like, if they heard you had SRA at all in your case, automatically they would not hear it. So they were supposed to have a meeting with the advocates and the survivors on the 6th. Well, then the country threatened that they're going to go into lockdown, and basically they're making it so that that meeting will not happen.
Well, it seems that a lot of the court systems are controlled by this group as well. And so that's why we have such a hard time. Do you know what's going on with the vaccine and Bill Gates? And I assume Bill Gates is a high level idiot, and he's all involved in that. What's this vaccine agenda? I'm sorry. I mean, I think they're idiots because they can't, who wants to devote their life to evil?
They're quite brilliant, genius, you know, villains.
But there's multiple ways of intelligence. And if you're going to devote your life to that, then there's something flawed in your, because come on, you've sold everything that anything you good, and you're exchanging it for, you've gotten the rotten apple. Right. So why?
So I think Bill's real job is what I call the cleanup crew. Since the things that they were planning for mass destruction and control are not necessarily working out, I think they need a secondary way. I do not believe that vaccine is anything good, and I think that it would only bring about more death. It would bring about death, or it would put people in a state, you know, they have drugs where it makes it easier for them to control people's minds.
Yep.
So I think it would either be used for reprogramming, which then would give the system control again of the masses and the people. Particularly, I believe it's going to be targeted, like, that people who are in our government are working to try to get that vaccine. So it will target people who they're considering are the rebellious ones, those who are following Trump, those who are following Q, the Anons who are bringing forth the truth. I think that that's exactly who that vaccine is going to be targeted at.
Well, why is Trump supporting vaccine?
I think that it's different. There's two things with that. There's code that he's putting out. So some of the things that he has said is that, you know, basically implies that the military is the vaccine. And by that, I think that he's coding about the arrests and the military coming through and, you know, arresting all of these people who have been doing the child trafficking and committing these crimes. But then I have seen a few things where, they were mass producing a vaccine. So I don't know if he's producing that because of, you know, the threat of the biochemical warfare, and they're trying to produce something that will combat, if, you know, just in case some of these biochemical warfare weapons are released. So that's been some of my thought on it. I don't believe that it's the same vaccine that the Illuminati is pushing. I think that it is different. So I don't think that Trump's, you know, making it so that, you know, they're making two options and the people who fear the one are still going to get it, thinking that it's a good one. I don't think that that's the case.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Well, we definitely need to have you back. Tell people where they can reach you and see more of what you're doing.
Yeah. People can reach the best place and only platform that the Illuminati allow me right now is Twitter. So you can find me there under my name at Saboter Jesse. And my last name is CZEBOTAR. And then Jesse, JESSIE. Other than that, you can find me on my website, www.illuminatethedarkness.com. And on there, if you go under links and look for my name, you will see all the videos that I've done, the information I've been putting out there. So I have a few different people that I go through putting out information. So you'll have so much to catch up on. It's kind of crazy, but I've been putting out as much of this information as I can, explaining the system, talking about the different aspects of it. You know, so that's probably the best place to go is just start watching those videos. I'd like to explain to people, just so they know, the majority of my videos are topical, except for my ones with Good Dog. So if you really want to know the history, you want to know kind of where we're going with the federal evidential things that I'm presenting, you're going to find all of that in the Good Dog shows. They are very long, but that's because all of the evidence is put right in the video.
And now these are like all the stuff, like you named Brennan and you named all these, you named HRC. It's all the names. What names are you talking? You know, you got the BC, you got HRC, you got Brennan, you have
Obama, both Obamas, you know, more people. You've got McCain, you've got, so there's a lot of names in there.
Lots of names. Now is, the Obamas, did you see them personally too?
They're all connected to Chicago. Chicago is a huge area. So I name everybody who's connected to Chicago.
But did you see them personally?
Yeah, I did. So, Aww. Yeah.
Is Michelle a female?
probably the best way to just say that is to say she knows what's in her pants. So that's how I like to put it.
Okay.
I do not, you know,
you don't want to go there.
Yeah. I don't want to go there right now today. There's a lot of individuals, who are acting females that really are males.
Oh, really?
Yep. So a lot of homosexual relationships in those political relationships.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I got to have you back and, naming names. That's what people want to hear. So, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate you having me on. We'll definitely talk again.